Welcome to the Data Life podcast. In this podcast, we talk about real life experiences with life in data, personalities, tools, and more. Before we begin, I want to say welcome to all the listeners from around the world, including Germany, UK, South Korea, India, and Brazil. Thanks for your support. Please continue to share this podcast with your friends and co-workers. Today, we are talking about a topic which is really close to me. Pursuing Master of Science or MS in United States of America. If you're not in US and want to further your career in a technical area, say computer science, electrical engineering, or data science, one question you might have is, should I pursue MS in US? 6 years ago, I had the same question too. I made the decision that MS in US will further my career and enrich my skills, and here I am, having completed MS from Columbia University in 2016. It has been an amazing journey, a journey I'm really grateful for, but it has not always been easy, and there were several things I had not even considered and I wish I knew before I started the journey. Things like visa situations, application processes, living away from home, internships, procedures around that, and so on and so forth. I'm really excited to talk about all of this in today's episode. So the first thing I want to start off with is location matters more than rankings. Many international students pay close attention to rankings, and I guess they can't be faulted. We need some heuristics to determine which university is better, right? But the thing is that I feel like US news might have one university over another one, and then another company like QS or whatever might have another set of rankings. So it can get a little bit confusing to kind of follow all these different rankings. But I do believe that rankings are good to an extent that universities somewhere in the ballpark of say top 20 or top N. I would also recommend to consider which universities are good in your particular field and not just generally. So I think once you land into one of these universities, what you make of your experience is completely kind of up to you and luck. I have met people who are not from like Harvard, Stanford or MIT, but are also like pretty awesome at their jobs, who are very inspiring. So let's come back to that location bit that I was talking about. So the first thing is, how cold does the place of the university get in winters? So there is a huge difference between minus 10 centigrade and minus 30 centigrade. Both are cold in an international term, but it makes a complete difference to how much you can be outdoors, your lifestyle, etc. So to give an example, something like Illinois might get really cold, like it might get like minus 20 C. But if it's something like LA, that would be really warm. Even New York doesn't usually go below like minus 10 or minus 15 centigrade. So that's something kind of to keep in mind. The second thing is there some kind of vegetarian or your country specific food available near your university? So how far are grocery stores for your country's food from where the university is? Can you find some specific form of like a dietary restriction food like vegetarian, vegan, or kosher? If you're coming from India, research how far grocery stores such as Patel Brothers is, and they can come really handy and are like big lifesavers, especially with like frozen food and stuff like that. The third thing is driving necessary? So if you like driving, that's great. Make sure to bring your smart card chip driving license. If you do not want to drive and prefer taking public transport, that leaves a few cities like Boston, Washington, Chicago, and New York. The public transport on the West Coast and Midwest is bad, and you need to mostly drive. So you'll need to come in and buy a car and stuff like that. So if you don't know how to drive, I think that this particular point makes a big difference. And the final point regarding the location is, are there networking opportunities in your specific field? So having an ability to network and go to meetups in your college town is a good way to find internships, meet people from industry, network, find jobs, etc. So if you like big companies, then you might want to find out if there is a Facebook office in your location. Is there a Microsoft location nearby? Does Amazon hold hackathons in the city? Is there a vibrant community of startups, etc.? It's not a deal breaker. I mean, you don't need to have Facebook or Microsoft office nearby. But especially like having meetups and some kind of industry events really helps. I actually found my internship through a meetup where I found a founder of a startup and I talked with him and I found my internship like that. So the point of researching location, I feel, is the most overlooked point by people researching universities in US. And I actually feel that it can be a major factor, especially around like your lifestyle, the food, driving, and also kind of the networking opportunities and the jobs you can get. So even like the universities that might not come up in like very top rankings might still be great options if they are in like some of the main cities. This point about researching location, I feel, is the most overlooked point by people researching universities in US. So that's why I wanted to bring it up here. So the second point is around the professors. So I would recommend to kind of talk to one before applying. Usually the professors are like pretty awesome here because they kind of respect the students. They listen carefully to your questions and try to give a detailed answer, calling forth all their experience. Also, they give examples of their peers and others who are pioneers in the field. So students get the inside of how the inventors think and work. They give complete autonomy on students and projects and do not believe in giving step-by-step procedures. Same goes for classes. There are no step-by-step tutorials, and usually in my classes, I did not see a lot of like lecture notes and stuff. So you had to go to the class and make your own notes in a notebook or something. And you have to figure out on your own kind of lot of things, and this prepares really well for real-world projects. Some of the pioneers of the field kind of frequent the campuses to give talks or do projects or guest lectures. Seeing them in a panel in person is a great way to get inspired and kind of build stuff and work with them. Professors also focus a lot on basics. So in my machine learning class, I learned about the statistical mathematical basis to all ML algorithms, something not quite available in the MOOCs as such. Keeping kind of all of this in mind, it is a nice idea to actually email a few professors and talk to them and see if they have research opportunities with them. Try to read a few papers and see if you like a topic or two that you would want to pursue as kind of a research project during your MS. I guess here you also need to check how many research projects are allowed and whether university has options to write thesis and coursework and stuff like that. Like, there are different restrictions on how many credits you can apply for research. So I think that's something to keep in mind as well. For myself, Professor Kinget showed interest in me doing research work with him even before I had applied during our emails. This helped me tremendously during the application, because in the application they were asking like, which professor would you want to work with, and I could immediately choose him. And also like, they did a short interview with me, and I talked about how I will want to work with Professor Kinget. This actually enabled me to get a fellowship as well, which is called the Tesla Scholar Program or something like that. So yeah, you know, like, there is a lot of benefit in talking with professors, you know, sometimes professors might not respond to your emails. Do not get disheartened. Try reaching to more than one professor in the same university, or even try reaching out to graduate students on LinkedIn or something. You know, like, there is no one answer, but I mean, I just wanted to bring to your attention that like, professors can be a great resource in evaluating different universities. We'll be back right after a short break. Welcome back. So far, we have covered the two main points, which are like location and professors. You know, these are the kind of things that you would research and evaluate before you apply. These are the things that you would be doing as you write your GRE or TOEFL and the statement of purpose and so on and so forth. You know, just having talked with professors and clearing your mind around which universities are good in your field can help a lot in the entire process. Now let's pay attention to it would be like having come to US for MS. The culture in US is kind of built around a lot of hard work. I feel that this culture of hard work is one of the major pro points towards pursuing MS in US. Students here seem to be on a mission and purpose. The locals in particular have an incredible work ethic. They're doing engineering because they're passionate. They like to build things. On weekends, they're doing fun projects. Work is not exactly a chore for them, as it's coming from a place of passion and not have to do what to do. As an engineer or a data scientist with a mission, you'll find yourself surrounded by some of the most tough problems in this field today. Not every assignment or course is going to be fun. Not every interaction memorable. But overall, you're going to come away having developed several folds of what you were before you started. All this requires insane, mind-bending amount of hard work. Being from Asian universities sometimes, you know, makes things very easy, like in the sense of like handing things out to us. But here, it's all about going, figuring it out on your own. Talking to other people in this field is actually encouraged. If you're motivated, want to go to the next level, and don't mind putting in like 60, 70, or even 100 hours a week, the rewards are also awesome. For myself, I had to kind of switch my career from electrical engineering to doing more computer science and data science. This needed a lot of hard work and effort on the side. It has been incredibly challenging and sometimes even isolating, but I'm glad I got the chance to change my careers, which would have been very difficult without pursuing MS. Especially since changing fields while being in a job is hard. If you're in this situation, I'll highly recommend the MS, even despite some of the negatives which I'm going to talk about in the next section. So let's now start talking about some of the negatives and points to consider for pursuing MS in US. So I think this is something that you would have already thought about, which is the cost. So the cost can actually run in the ballpark of $100,000. I think different kinds of universities have different fee structures, like public universities might be lower fees and private universities are usually higher fees. So $100,000 would be a ballpark for a private university like, say, Columbia University. The cost of living also depends on where you are living. So if you're living in like Chicago, New York, or Silicon Valley, like the cost is very high. But if you are living in some other places, the cost can be lower. The cost of living, I mean. I feel that if you and your family have to sacrifice enormously to raise this money, maybe all the advantages I've listed above are not really worth it. And medical costs in US are also astronomically high. That is something to keep in mind too. If you're applying for PhD, also look at tax laws. They were changed recently, which increased taxes for PhD students. So I think that's something to keep in mind as well. Not just what you would get as a stipend, but also what you would take home. Having some work experience before coming will allow you to not only save some money before coming, but will also allow you to craft your curriculum with things you really want to learn. For example, you can focus on taking statistics or algorithms classes if you feel that you have very good practical experience but want to develop your mathematical understanding. Or you might want to venture out and learn about other fields and see what's going on there. For myself, I took classes in bioinformatics, astronomy, and machine learning, even though they did not fall completely into the suggested curriculum of my electrical engineering MS. And in fact, that machine learning class became a trigger into my changing of careers. You could decide to change fields, focus on one area, or get exposure to another area. Having some work ex will definitely help. If your area is computer science, consider doing online programs such as OMSCS or online MS in computer science from Georgia Tech University. The cost of this program can be 1/10 of normal cost. I'll cover more about this program in a future episode. Online programs allow you to save on living expenses and can be done part-time as well. So you don't have to leave your current jobs and also allow you to not deal with the visa situation, which brings me to the next point. the final point is about the visa situation. So the visa situation is uncertain. As you might have heard about it, F1 students have 36-month optional practical training or OPT after an engineering MS. But in my time, they were about to cancel this, and this led to huge stress among everyone. So these kind of law changes and stuff happen. My friends from chemical and mechanical engineering had huge points of stress when they learned that they cannot pursue summer internships or CPTs as they are only available for computer and electrical engineering students. Make sure you check with university regarding this before applying. Other things to keep in mind is that in current regulations, spouses are not allowed to work under dependent visa. H-1B visa is a lottery where 300,000 people apply for about 85,000 positions. MS students get priority in the first 20,000 seats though. You need to have done 2 semesters of studies to pursue internship under CPT. Keep this in mind if you're planning to come in spring semester. You will likely miss out on paid internships in the summer, which can be a big thing as internships are usually a great way to get jobs. Also, you need to take at least 12 credits to maintain F1 status. This translates to about 4 courses per semester. I've seen locals take 2-3 courses also, and most of them are doing part-time work anyways. The workload of 4 courses for international students can be large. It might stop you to do kind of part-time work to support your tuition fees and so on. So I think that's something to keep in mind as well. And I guess while we are talking about this topic, I should also say that you're going to be away from family. So is going back home for important festivals and to attend your cousin weddings and so on important to you? I think that's something to keep in mind as well. Overall, the decision is fully yours. But I wanted to break a few myths and also some things which I wished I knew before coming. Overall, I feel it is very worth it, especially in areas of computer science and data science. If you can do some cutting edge research in, say, areas like autonomous driving, image recognition, or something else, the decision to come could be highly worth it. If you're trying to change careers, it is also worth it. If you and your family have to sacrifice a lot to raise the capital to pursue the MS, it is not worth it, at least from my personal point of view. It is again my personal opinion. Pursuing an online program like OMSCS or another online program might be like a really good value for money in that case. But if you have some savings and know specifics of what you want to learn, MS experience is well worth it. If you have any questions or some kind of concerns around this, please feel free to reach out to me at thedatalifepodcast@gmail.com or my LinkedIn by searching for Sanket Gupta. Please rate and subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. It is highly appreciated. Please also consider supporting this podcast from the link in the end via Anchor Payments. Thanks for listening and all the best in your journey of pursuing MS in US. Have a great week ahead.